We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Huge moment last night. I mean, really a big moment, not just last night, but in the whole season. I think you can make the case that was the best win of the year. The Phillies looked lifeless down 4-0 midway through the game. And came back, of course, the big three-run homer by Reese. You know, then they give up that run in the top of the ninth. And, John, at that point, it's like, all right, not happening.
No, you know, it felt like more of right. Yeah, the downside of this Phillies team.
And it was another defensive
thing. But they fight.
They did last night. I mean, to their credit, they did last night. You know,
they have fought. I appreciate that.
I
thought after the game, somewhat. You know, when McCutchen was interviewed.
Oh, look at you!
I thought it was cool that he was when asked about that insurance run that they put up in the ninth. He said, "You know, we felt like we were in a good place, and it looked that way.
It sounded to me like athlete talk.
Okay,
because
yeah,
did they really think they were in a good place down 5-3?
Well, they have been able to pull it out. I never remember, and, you know, as long as we've been doing our show, I do not remember. There was part of me last night watching that game feeling like, yeah, hope feels almost lost, but this team knows how to pull these games out. There was part of me, and I don't know if it was 2%, but it was there.
Wow.
That's new.
Well, they got it done. Yeah, now we'll find out how they attack the trade deadline, to what extent last night changes the – you know, push the chips to the center of the table thing. I don't think it should. I think it could. I don't think it should. Dave Dombrowski, what he said 2 days ago on the record about the trade deadline, we'll get to that shortly. Also, I've got a list of movies coming up here. You know, I think we're getting at two movies that John has to watch for punishment. We know one of them's going to be The Notebook, but I've got a list of 7 or 8 other movies that I want to run by, you know, John and James.
I can't wait to hear this list.
Because I went through my list.
Is this like a very Joe list?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, here's the deal. I went through the movies I've watched 5 or more times because I got my list of like 260-something movies. So I found like 7 or 8 of them that are more of the female variety.
Yes.
And we're going to stick John on one of these. But it's got to be a movie he hasn't seen. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's go to CJ right now. What's up, CJ?
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, CJ.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
I want to start off by saying this. Dysfunction. We had a horrible season last year, right?
Yes.
QB is gone. Coach is gone. That's a lot of dysfunction right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I turn around and hear, Joe, you say, oh, we can have a good season. We can have a good season. But we're going to continue to do stuff that's dysfunctional. Yeah. Some people want Hurts. Some people want Watson, right? It is what it is. Right now, we're starting a new season, and Hurts is there. And we got Joe Flacco, which that's whatever it is. But why are you starting with dysfunction by not just saying, hey, we got a new coach. Excuse me. This quarterback is here. He's been working his butt off.
Yeah.
And I'm not even, quote unquote, a Hurts fan like that. But I respect the guy.
Sure.
Right.
So if we're going to say, hey, we're going to be we all we need, we're going to start with the people that are here. We can't worry about who's going to come. So let's go with the best people that are here. Name them the starting quarterback. Because if we're putting Joe Flacco out there, we got major issues.
Mm-hmm.
So start the concrete basis off with saying, hey, we're going to start off with no drama and build from there.
CJ, let me ask you a question. When you were in school, did you do best with the teachers that pushed you hardest or the teachers that were easiest on you?
I did both. Let's stop acting like it's only one way to skin a cat.
Well, I will say very clearly, I did my best and have always done my best in life when I am pushed. by an authority figure.
But I think it goes both ways. I think CJ's right. I think it people can. Learn differently. Like, I'm much better if you... I'm like an attaboy guy. You give me attaboys, I'm going to go to the war for you. If you come at me, I'm going to be more resistant. So I do think it is a personal thing.
I agree with that. I think that's a
so
fair point.
I'm going to say this. We know Hurts' background. He, quote-unquote, didn't seem to be wanted at Dallas. He had to go somewhere else where he's like he kind of wanted. Then he comes here. What the problem I have is, yes, I was a Wentz guy. I still respect Wentz. I don't care what anybody says. I respect Nick. I respect Wentz. Anybody who played here, I respect them. If they gave their all, I respect them. You can say, oh, he picked up his ball and left. The guy got tired of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Carson got tired of dysfunction. Oh, all the praise goes to Nick and everyone else, but all the blame goes to you. Even if you played bad, it was a horrible team at that time. But I'm going to say this. Why can't you just say, hey, we had an issue with that last year. Why can't we get behind this guy? Everybody seems to like him.
Because I think this coach in his first year is trying to establish a different type of tempo. I know for you it feels uncomfortable and awkward for you, but, you know, I'm fine with it.
But see, that doesn't make sense because it boils back down to this. You want dysfunction, but you're thinking we're going to be way better than what in better than six games.
I don't know how a coach saying, I want you to prove it to me that you should be the starter. I don't know how that's bad. CJ, let me go back to something. No, it's not high school, but I'll go back to something about 10 years ago that was featured in that HBO show when the Flyers were on it before the Winter Classic. And Peter Laviolette had that one talk in the locker room. We all remember, you know, what's the problem now and all that stuff. But one of the things he said is you'll get your first shift, earn your second shift. And I love that messaging. He's telling, listen, we only got 20 guys dressed tonight. You're gonna play your first shift, but prove to me that you deserve to get your second shift of the period. I want Philadelphia sports coaches to push the athletes for more.
I'm gonna say these two things. I know we're probably pushing time.
Yep.
One, as Philly fans, we got to get rid of this narrative. Everybody's Rocky, and everybody's the guy that came off the bench and played up.
Okay.
We love the guys. We love the try hard guys. Cool. We want everybody to try hard.
Yep.
That's great.
Everybody yeah, I know. You want talent. I get your point. Talent ultimately
but
trumps
talent all. Talent is the thing.
Yep.
The other thing is this. If you don't get away, already we don't know, quote unquote, who we are as a team. We don't. Because our main people are getting older, and we don't have a, quote unquote, clear-cut quarterback. But I'll say this. I will get behind this kid. Even if I've been clamoring for, like, hey, I hope we do bring in Watson. That's his own thing. Right now, at the start of this training camp, Hurts is my quarterback.
Okay.
I'm rolling.
What do you got here?
And I'm going to say this.
What?
But I'm going to say this. When it boils down to it, he puts in all the effort and work. Why wouldn't you say, hey, follow that guy?
I understand. Title, what do you got?
Follows the movie. Mm-hmm. I thought you guys said baby as well. Is that true?
We didn't say baby. No, we didn't say baby.
I thought you said baby.
No.
But mine was Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
I mean, a baby is a girl.
That movie stunk, by the way. All right, CJ, you got a different answer? You want to pivot?
I mean, you took mine with my girl, but the other one would guess be Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, sure.
Ooh,
you got it, man.
Big one.
Great phone call right there from CJ. All right, we got to figure out here what the punishment. James, we are officially punishing John Ritchie, which I believe is the first time in the almost now 5-year history of the show that John Ritchie is officially being punished. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Now, John, you are willingly accepting this punishment because you know that you did bad. I mean, this is like when you were a kid and you did something bad and you actually, before you were disciplined by your parents, you went to the bathroom and you stuck. This is true. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to say is not real, not fake. This is true. John is offered up on the air that he put soap in his own mouth one time.
Yeah, I washed my mouth.
So ridiculous.
Okay.
Man.
I don't even think my parents knew. I don't think they ever found out.
A coach,
it really is incredible.
This guy is a coach's dream. Okay. So two movies? Wait, 17 movies? How many do
I think two is fair.
Two?
I think it's a fair number.
All right, two movies John's going to have to watch and then come back and admit that he watched. Listen, honor code here. You actually got to watch it, you know, the whole deal. Now, we have already said, and these will be two movies that John has not seen. We've already locked in that one of these two movies will be the great movie, The Notebook, which is one of the great love stories of all time. John, you are going to watch The Notebook. You accept that, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Now.
Sounds excited.
He does sound excited. Now, I've put a list together of, you know, female-oriented movies. Not that they're exclusively female movies, but movies that would probably...
Could have just said Joe DeCamera movies. Same
Joe DeCamera movies. Okay. Here's the list I came up with yesterday. I got about seven or eight here. Now, we got to John. We got to ultimately get to one John has not seen. John, have you seen Steel Magnolias?
No.
John, have you seen Terms of Endearment?
No.
Now, that was the best picture.
One best picture.
I mean, you'll be really lucky if you get to see that. Oh. Have you seen Little...
Is that the word?
Have you seen Little Women, the Susan Sarandon, Winona Ryder one? Okay.
You can pretty much guarantee, like, I have not seen these.
All right, the next one is also a Best Picture winner. Have you seen Shakespeare in Love?
Yes, okay. I have seen that.
So we'll cross that off. You've seen My Girl.
I hadn't seen that. I really like Shakespeare in Love.
It is a great movie. Have you seen Serendipity?
I have no idea what that is.
I like Serendipity.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's a rom-com. I mean, not a rom-com exactly, but it's a little different than the other movies on the list.
Have you seen the movie with Marissa Tomei, Only You?
Oh, God. That's not great. That would be wrong.
Have you seen...
You've seen all these movies...
Five or more times. Seen, with the great Julia Ormond and Richard Gere and Sean Connery, have you seen First Night?
Oh, stop with First Night. What a horrible movie that is.
Okay, so I'll cross that one. All right.
Love of First Night is so weird.
We are down to... And I'm going to cross off Serendipity and Only You, as much as it cracks me up. They're not the same level of movie.
Only You is not a good movie.
We're down to
like flat.
We're down to Steel Magnolias, Terms of Endearment, and Little Women.
So, I mean, Terms of Endearment is the best movie of that bunch, without question.
I agree with that. So, I'm gonna.
Are we trying to do him dirty? Or are we trying to get him to watch a classic?
I don't know. I'm going to leave it out there for everyone can kind of have a say. If the ladies in the audience or the men want to comment on which of those three movies, one of them, John has to watch, in addition to The Notebook, either Little Women, Terms of Endearment, or Steel Magnolias. By the way, there's been at least three Little Women, but I think we would go with the Winona Ryder.
I mean, I think the newer one was better than that one.
Newer
personally.
One's great.
I think I thought that one was better.
They're all very, very good. All right, to the phones. We'll also get here coming up to what Dave Dombrowski had to say about the fills of the trade deadline. Also, look at my screen, and I see Mitchie Poo, Mr. Mitch Williams. Wild Thing, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Mitch.
Big Rich, I got to jump on your side on this Jalen Hurts deal.
Yeah.
Don't be soft, Mitch. Don't be soft.
Joe, I'm going to say this, and I hope you don't get offended because I don't mean it with any offense at all.
I know. I didn't play.
This is where a host of a sports talk show that is doing a show with a former player needs to defer to that player because John can speak to what it does to a quarterback and also what it does to the other guys on that team because he was another guy on that team.
Yeah.
So as much as I would love to join the conversation and give my opinion on it, the fact of the matter is you're sitting next to a guy that can speak expertly on it. So that's where we have to defer.
But Mitch, here's my thing. And I do that sometimes. Reluctantly and not often, but let me just ask you this. What about whether it's you in baseball or in football, the coach or the manager pushing the player hard?
I'm all for that.
Why,
because you're talking about a position that is unique.
You are. I agree.
In athletics.
But I mean, but Mitch, Jalen Hurts has essentially accomplished nothing in pro football. He started four games. One was phenomenal. You know, a couple he lost. I mean, he is not, in my opinion, he has not earned yet the job is handed to you. We all know it's going to, in the end, be his, as long as they don't make a trade. But why not make him?
Look at it this way then, Joe.
What?
Look at it this way then. If they name him right now, he is the starting quarterback.
Essentially.
Regardless of whether or not they trade for Watson or not.
Of course.
Right now, he is the starting quarterback.
I agree.
Come out and name him so. So the rest of the team, because as John says, it affects everybody else on that team if you don't know who the orders are coming from. Meaning that your starting quarterback, you are going to take orders and commands from him, once you know he's a starter.
Mitch, let me throw it another way at you. Because, listen, you guys are both bringing up some really good points, but let me throw this a whole nother way. You're talking, Mitch, about the players looking up to Hurts and responding to Hurts, which I get and I respect. The other side of this is the players have to look up to and respond to the head coach. This is a new head coach. I mean, as much as the quarterback-player relationship matters, probably doesn't matter as much as the coach-player relationship. The coach has to manage 53 guys. And him establishing his tempo and his authority. And guys, in all due respect to all of you, and you all are great athletes, but I'm the head coach, and we'll do what I say.
But first of all, they've already undermined that concept.
That's not fair to say yet. I don't know that really? Yet. They will undermine it if Jalen Reagor is flat out outplayed in training camp by someone who is drafted behind him, and Jalen Reagor is the starter. Then they will have undermined it. They haven't done that yet. Mitch, what's
the problem is they don't recognize that they're even undermining him. They don't recognize that they undermined Doug Peterson last year setting.
I agree. But, John, they did change coaches. I mean, I think you got to give the possibility that they're trying to course correct and let Nick Sirianni be the coach. Mitch, what's your reaction to that?
To what? I agree with that to a certain extent.
It's Sirianni's show. Let Nick Sirianni be. You hired him to be the coach.
They did hire him to be the coach, but there is no way that he has the kind of power other NFL coaches have.
Right. And I think this was stilted all along. I think that the front office does not believe Jalen Hurts is a starter in this league, and that's part of what contributed to the – hey, they're going to ask you about Jalen Hurts being a starter. We're not answering that, Nick. You can't answer it. So it's fit into this very, very inopportune reality where we already know the answer before we ask the question now. They're not going to name him the starter because the front office doesn't want him to be the starter.
Well, look, Mitch, you know we always love when you call in, my man.
Oh, wait, I got some advice for Richie.
Yeah.
Take Steel Magnolias over all those other garbage movies because it makes it funny.
Okay.
You'll at least get a laugh out of it, Big Rich.
All right. Thank you. That's good to know.
All right, Mitch. Great stuff, man.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Bye. I'll tell you, it will be interesting tomorrow. I actually hope the question gets asked by one of the reporters tomorrow. Nick, is Fletcher Cox a starter on your football team? Just ask the question. No, because it really does put Sirianni in a bind. He either says yes or no, or does some tap dance thing. So I
think
it's
a great question.
It's a great question.
Man, I hope someone does ask that.
Because then, of course, if his answer is no and it's he's got to prove it, then, you know, someone's going to go to Fletcher Cox and say, hey, Fletcher, Sirianni says you're not a starter right now. But I mean, that's – listen, if you're going to be Mr. Cox,
but that exemplifies how ridiculous this concept is.
But
there are some spots that you don't mess around with and say, "Hey, it's open to competition." Like
maybe.
But they're doing it's like they don't appreciate how wonky this has become.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, and I do know that. Look, I'll give you a story, John, that you probably never heard. Maybe you have in football circles. I'm buddies with someone that was on the Dolphins in the mid-90s when Jimmy Johnson took over. And this did not go well from what I was told. Jimmy Johnson, in his first team meeting with the Miami Dolphins, if you remember, he took over. There was some talk that maybe they would trade Marino and kind of try to create a Herschel Walker-type trade. You know, Marino was sort of getting near the end, but he still certainly had a couple good years left. They ultimately decided to keep him. He was, of course, face of the franchise guy, Marino. I mean, my God, he was Dan Marino. He's one of the top quarterbacks of all time. But I was told by someone who was in the room, in the first team meeting, Jimmy Johnson stood in front of the room and said, F Dan Marino. And he did it in front of Dan Marino. Now, Jimmy Johnson was trying to establish a tempo that it's my team now. But I was told Dan Marino never got over it. And him and Jimmy Johnson were never actually on the same page. So, you know, you don't have to do all that. You know, I mean, listen, you don't have to be General Patton. But I do think a coach pushing players and not handing a job to a player is fine. I really do. Let's go. And by the way, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make it David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. today's question, do you expect the Phillies to trade for a quality player before the trade deadline? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Hank in Bordentown right now. What's going on, Hank?
Gentlemen, it's such a pleasure.
Thanks, Hank. Thanks for calling.
Joe, you got to stop doing that. You got to stop taking the answers off the board, man.
Just one time.
No. Listen, I call in during football season because this is my baby. This is my passion.
Yep, yep.
So I call in. This is when y'all hear from me. I listen more than I speak. I've listened to you take the answer week in and week out, man.
It's just the occasional. I mean, I was trying to give an example of something that is, you know, could be two different ways.
You are very intelligent. You know what you're doing.
I don't like that accusation, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I'm not really bothered, you know, with our current situation. I do want them to name them. The reason for it is because we have to start moving forward. I don't want Deshaun Watson. I don't want him because I know he's a great player, but he has baggage. So there's no telling what state of mind he's going to be in if he's cleared. So I'm not going to gamble on that. You know, you may wind up paying premium to get this guy. He may not even fit in Sirianni's system. You know, so I'd rather give this kid, Jalen Hurts, a chance. I don't have any expectations because as an Eagles fan, I've learned expectations are the thieves of joy. So I'm just living in the moment. I'm very cool with what we have going on. Just give the kid a chance, but you can't sit here and say going into training camp that we don't have a starting quarterback. That destroys the psyche of Jalen Hurts and the rest of the team. So you have
well,
to
Hank,
prepare
I think
yourself.
Okay. Let me just say this to that point. Now you just said something that's a pretty big statement, and I'm going to quote you. That destroys the psyche of Jalen Hurts. Now you just said that on WIP. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe in the next week or two, if he's not named the starter, that Jalen Hurts' psyche is, quote, and this is your word, destroyed?
You know what? I think as a collective unit, I think it does mess with them. If you're putting everything on the line, man, you come in every day, regardless if you're late or not. You come in every day and give it all you have, man. I hear the passion. You give it all you have, and if they don't name you the host of the midday show, that's messing with you, because at the end of the day, you're giving it all you got. So at some point, you're going to say, man, I'm not good enough. I can't do this.
I get it. I mean, it just, you know, for what it's worth, Hurts has not been the starter before. So that's why in this one instance, this one year, this one month, I'm okay with them playing it out for a little bit.
Hank, well, he was the starter before. Well, yeah, they wouldn't name him the starter either.
But he wasn't. That was mop up the season guy. That's not the same as being the
starter.
It was
four games.
I don't buy it.
Well, let's just see what we got in the kid. Right. Let him get the opportunity.
Look, but we are gonna movie. Yeah, what's your movie? We're book. We're,
my movie, yeah. Because I was going to take Wonder Woman, which is a book, show, and movie. But thank you, Joe. It is Lady and the Tramp. See you guys.
Sure. Ooh. You got it. Hank, great phone call right there. Excellent phone call. 215-592-9494. I wanted to get to this segment to what Dombrowski said. We didn't. We'll hit it right up ahead next. Dombrowski on the trade deadline. Possibilities for the Phils. It's all next. Plus your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Sports Fan. The only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania. And the only one I recommend. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, and pitcher strikeouts every inning. Golf, bet on match winners, bet on leaders after rounds, and more. Or you can always bet on spreads, parlays, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Then check out our Never Say Die baseball team. 1.5 home underdog again. The over-under 10.5 runs against Washington. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!